38% of Ohio's teenagers have spent money on gambling in video and online games. And the earlier a child is introduced to gambling behaviors, the higher the risk of experiencing a gambling disorder as an adult. Start the conversation at changethegameohio.org.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Off the ball, rugby.
Pretty incredible. Only Johnny Sexton really could do this. So look, I know he was a de facto coach anyway. You know, I would imagine there's a few coaches out there whose noses are probably out of joint by this.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily
with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby.
Never stop competing.
You're very welcome along to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. I'm Cameron Hill. Coming up today, the fallout continues from Leinster's shock defeat to Northampton Saints in the Investec Champions Cup semi-final. Jack Nienaber offers an update on the injury to Leinster and Ireland captain Caelan Dorris. And Connacht's interim head coach Gully Tucker looks ahead to a couple of crucial weeks for them in their final URC games. First up today, the post-mortem continues following Leinster's Champions Cup defeat to Northampton Saints on Saturday. The four-time winners came up short at the death in their semi-final, losing 37-34 to the defending English Premiership champions at the Aviva Stadium. The visitors stunned Leo Cullen's side, with Tommy Freeman scoring a first-half hat-trick of tries to put them 27-15 up at the break. They did fight back, however, and James Lowe crossed the whitewash to bring Leinster to within 3 points with 10 minutes to go, but twice in the final few minutes the province turned down the chance to level the game with a couple of penalties inside the Saints 22. Brian O'Driscoll joined Owen Sheehan on Off the Ball today to pick through the ashes of the defeat. He feels that the players must take responsibility for a disappointing performance.
You know, all of the people that are talking about, you know, Leo's got to go or Jacques got to go because it hasn't been a return on the quality that has been possessed within this Leinster team over the course of the last 5 or 6 years. But no one was saying that a couple of weeks ago when the game plan was great against Quinns and against Glasgow, right? I think Northampton came with a plan that was brilliantly activated. And that punching in the face thing really shocked Leinster. But they still should have had enough to be able to see it through. And I think that that's not a coaching component. That is a player responsibility around delivering in key moments under massive pressure and scrutiny to deliver the pass or get the accuracy right. And just, I thought Leinster were inaccurate comparatively to where they were so accurate in the other games and everything was flowing. Everyone's time of running, I thought the shape they lost it at times, they're so hell-bent on this shape where I don't think they're playing heads up. I there's definitely feels as though there's a component missing, and you know, people will have a varying view as to what that is, but I would put some onus on the players that you've got to perform your best in the biggest games if you want silverware, and they haven't done that. And I don't think that it's nothing that a coach can push on you. You know, you can work with a psychologist maybe, but you equip the team with a game plan that you think will win, and they scored 5 tries, but they conceded a lot of tries too. And I suppose we'll scrutinise the defence as well. Whether you're a fan of the blitz or not, it got pulled apart. like we haven't seen for 2 years.
One element of that game that many observers have highlighted was the decision to name All Black star Jordy Barrett on the bench. O'Driscoll believes he should have started.
The reality is, I think, come to semi-finals and finals, you have to pick your very best players in form. And there was no doubt that Jordy Barrett, what must he have been thinking while the game was playing on, going, I'm not out there and I could really do a job here. And we say in that it would have been different had he been out there, we'll never know in the first half. But play your best players. He's a marquee signing. Don't bench him for semi-finals and finals. That makes no sense. That makes no sense. And is he playing better rugby than Robbie Henshaw at the moment? Yeah, I think no one would disagree with that, including Robbie. And I don't think Robbie could have had any problem around sitting on the bench knowing how Jordy had played most recently. So I think that was a mistake. I must say, Andrew Porter not starting for me doesn't make sense either. Like, he's a 75-minute international regularly. What he brings you in the loose is phenomenal. I'm not saying that just because Keane missed the jump on that, you know, on the Freeman first try, but, like, play your best team up front. I've never been of that mindset around, oh, we need to be loaded for the second half. Because, you know, it's easy retrospectively to say, well, they've 12 points to catch up in the second half and it's a lot of work to do, and they do win the second half 19-10, whatever it was. But don't put yourself in that position in the first place. You know, Leinster have put teams out of sight a lot by playing their best team. I'm not saying they were going to do that against Northampton, but never been a subscriber to holding back better players on a bench. And I don't think I ever will be.
Now, if you want to hear Brian O'Driscoll's thoughts in full, why not become a member now by signing up at offtheball.com/join. In a further blow then, Leinster captain Caelan Dorris has emerged as a major doubt for this summer's Lions tour of Australia. The back row was forced off midway through the second half on Saturday with a shoulder injury and will undergo surgery later this week. Lions head coach Andy Farrell will reveal his touring squad on Thursday, but Leinster assistant coach Jacques Nienaber was pessimistic on the prospect of a quick recovery for Dorris.
So he saw a specialist, and I think there's some further investigation that needs to be done, but yes, fingers crossed that things aren't as bad as we think it is. But if I in the last couple of months that I've worked with Caelan, he's not a guy that necessarily comes off a pitch with the injury. So when I subjectively saw him coming off the pitch on Saturday, in my mind I thought that must be quite serious. So like I say, we'll probably know more to the back end of the week. But my gut, and it's only my gut, says that I think it might be serious. But fingers crossed, it might not be. It's difficult for me to comment on the selection piece of that. But it will definitely be a race. And like I say, I mean, a shoulder injury is depending on the amount of structure that damage there is. I mean, it can be anything between a 2 month thing or a 6 weeks to 2 months versus a 4 to 6 months thing. So depending on the amount of damage within the shoulder joint and all the structures involved there, that will determine that. And I think there's no... We're not 100% sure. We know there's damage. We're just not 100% sure how much damage. But that there's damage, there is. And like I say, Caelan, as a person, I don't think I've ever seen him leave the field since I've been here in a game, except if we decide to take him off. But he never, in my time here, came off the pitch with an injury, which wasn't serious, yeah.
Dorris had been earmarked as one of the frontrunners to be named as Andy Farrell's tour captain for the Lions this time out. The 27-year-old would become the first Irishman to be named tour captain since Paul O'Connell on the 2009 tour of South Africa. But the uncertainty over the time frame of his injury recovery has made England captain Maro Itoje the favourite to receive the honour now. Itoje has 6 test caps for the Lions and was the youngest member of the squad for the tour of New Zealand in 2017 when he was aged just 22. debut. He was named as the Lions player of the series by his peers following the unsuccessful series against South Africa in 2021. And Itoje has told Sky News that being handed the armband this summer would be a huge honour.
Look, it would obviously be a tremendous honour. It would be a huge honour to do such a role. But my thing has always been, it's not about me. It's not about me being captain. It's not about me doing any such role. The emphasis is on the team. The emphasis is on what's best for the team. So regardless of, you know, whatever position they put me in, I would just be very happy to do my role to the best of my ability and whatever I can do to help.
The Slayer has been activated.
All the power of hell cowering before one man.
Id Software presents Doom: The Dark Ages. Pre-order now.
Rated mature.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
When life brings the blah, add more yabba dabba doo with some tasty fruity pebbles. Early morning meeting, blah. Someone brought the pebbles, yabba dabba doo. Run errands, blah. Head to the store for pebbles, yabba dabba doo. Fruity pebbles, less blah, more yabba dabba doo. Pick up Pebbles cereal today. Yabba Dabba Doo and the Flintstones and all related characters and elements. Copyright and trademark Hanna-Barbera.
Next Level Pet People give their dogs next level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus, a Foxaloner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablets. The one-and-done monthly treatment protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. NexGard Plus comes in a tasty beef-flavored chew, so you don't have to use next level tricks to get your dog to take it. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Talk to your vet about NexGard Plus for next level protection for your dog.
Moving closer to home then, Mac Hansen will miss Connacht's last two games of the season in the URC due to an ankle injury. The Ireland international has been ruled out for 5 weeks, but is still expected to be included in Andy Farrell's Lions squad on Thursday. Meanwhile, Bundiaki, Caelan Blade and Dennis Buckley have all returned to training and will be in contention to face Edinburgh in the URC this weekend. The Westerners need to take all 10 points over their final two games to have any hopes of making the top eight in the standings. Interim head coach Cully Tucker says the players are keen to make a strong finish to what's been a challenging season.
There's been frustrations, there's been close losses. You know, 15 bonus points all season tells a story in itself. You know, all those things lead to frustrations and disappointments in the group. And then, you know, there has been obviously with Pete's situation as well, you know, it's a scenario you wouldn't normally face. So there has been challenges, but, you know, you still got a group here, a coaching ticket and a club and a group of players that are still fighting it out to try and get into the top eight. So I think the players, from my point of view, since I came in, has been fantastic. So have the coaches, and so have all the organisation around me. So while there's been frustrations, everybody's pulled together very hard as well. And I think that's really what he's getting at, how hard we've pulled together through the season that have had a lot of ups and downs.
Staying out west, stalwart out half Jack Carty has committed to the province for another season. The Athlone native has put pen to a new one-year deal at the Dexcom Stadium. Starting out with Buccaneers and Marist College, Carty made his senior debut in 2012 and has gone on to earn 220 appearances with the province. But he had struggled for game time this season during the final few months of Pete Wilkins' tenure as head coach. The Englishman left the role role last month. And Carty admits he had considered a move away from Connacht during his exile.
It certainly was times throughout the year when you were going 5, 6, 7 weeks without a game that it definitely comes into your head. And you always do have a look. I think what I suppose it came to was I'm not going to be playing rugby for X amount of years. I probably would have next year and see how the body is. I think the main thing is that I felt that I can still add to the environment here through the performances that I suppose I gave on when I did have the opportunity to play. And I think then, you know, getting married in the summer, obviously the HPC coming in, kind of when everything was up in the air. A couple of weeks ago, Prendo brought me in to see the HPC, and I was really like, could I be really anywhere else with the facilities that are here? I've trained in 4x4 square meter gym when this was in before the clan and before any of the current facilities were there. So it would have been a shame to not have had the opportunity to be in the place where we are now, because it's absolutely phenomenal. So when it all came down to it, when the contract was there, I was going to always sign it.
In further contract news then, Andrew Smith has agreed a one-year extension to his contract with Munster. The winger joined on a short-term loan from Connacht back in March and has made 4 appearances for the men in red since then. He scored a try in their Champions Cup last 16 win over La Rochelle, with a further 2 in their quarter-final defeat to Bordeaux. Smith also picked up an Energia AIL Division 1A winner's medal last month, starting for Clontarf in their win over Corcon in the final at the Aviva Stadium. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Remember to subscribe in your podcast feed to keep this pod coming to you free from Monday to Friday. I'm Cameron Hill, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily tomorrow.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily, with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
When life brings the blah, add more Yabba Dabba Doo with some tasty fruity pebbles. Early morning meeting, blah. Someone brought the pebbles, Yabba Dabba Doo. Run errands, blah. Head to the store for pebbles, Yabba Dabba Doo. Fruity pebbles, less blah. More Yabba Dabba Doo. Pick up Pebble cereal today. Yabba Dabba Doo and the Flintstones and all related characters and elements. Copyright and trademark Hanna-Barbera.